While cases of dengue fever remain well below 300 on the Big Island, the situation is exponentially worse in Southeast Asia. Last week, Singapore's National Environment Agency warned the number of cases in that country could top 30,000 this year. Singapore's record high for the disease was a little more than 22,000 cases, a figure reached in 2013. It's a similar story elsewhere in Southeast Asia. Malaysia has already topped 20,000 cases since the start of the year, including a more severe strain which has killed more than 40 people. Health workers in Thailand and Indonesia are also expecting an increase in cases. The Jakarta Post reports portions of seven provinces across Indonesia's sprawling islands have declared emergencies relating to the outbreak of dengue. Thailand's public health ministry says cases may rise by 16% from a year ago, which could mean more than 150,000 cases this year. Government scientists are blaming El Nino, saying the weather pattern is supporting faster breeding cycles of the mosquitoes that carry the virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say as many as 400 million people are infected with dengue fever every year. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.